Welcome to Just Go With It, a podcast by 20-somethings for 20-somethings.
Fun, flirty, and keeping it real. An absolute riot, these two.
If it isn't over the top, it ain't us.
They came out of college on top. Then life hit them in the face.
Be a bit more professional, please.
Couldn't shut us up then.
Won't shut us up now.
Here are the tips and tricks you are going to need to get through your 20s.
We are getting into it.
Strap yourselves in for a wild ride.
Live on air.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Ashley.
Good Lord, it's already season two.
Grab a drink, take a seat, and get ready to just go with it.
What is going on, you guys? Happy Friday, happy hour, and happy freaking New Year. We had a little sabbatical for our holiday break.
I love that word. Good word. I love the word sabbatical. I use it for everything.
It's kind of fun and flirty.
I don't think there's anything fun and flirty about being a pastor or a professor, and I think it's usually only in those contexts.
But there is something
fun. Well, a professor is a little flirty.
It could be.
A professor's a little flirty.
There is something fun and flirty about 2024, though, which is what's really exciting. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. And I can't wait to dive in with you, Ashley, on all the things that we predict for this year and what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. How do we want to better ourselves? You know, that's the topic of convo right now. How are we all bettering ourselves, ins and outs?
Ins and outs, of course. Something about 2024 is giving summer of 2019, which was one of my best, and also year of 2016, which a lot of people on the internet, including me, say was a good year.
Yeah, what is up with the internet being obsessed with 2016?
But something about 2024, maybe it's the even number, I don't know. 2022, it was like good, but I don't know, there were still lingering COVID vibes. So 2024, maybe the even year might be what's winning people over.
Yeah, the even year seems right, doesn't it? Just like the way it's written, it just like feels right.
This feels right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you have any New Year's resolutions that I need to know about? Because I had the hardest time coming up with some.
Whoa. We're jumping the gun. Don't forget that the New Year's resolutions are supposed to be fun and silly. But before we get into that, let's talk about something that you talked about on TikTok, which is how to be more chic.
Good idea. Yes.
How this is like how you're going to redefine yourself.
I have wanted to be chic for so long.
For my whole life.
And if anyone knows me, you know that I'm err on the side of gauche. Would you agree?
Yes, gauche. I mean, I think gauche is a great word, but you're definitely more gauche than chic. Yeah,
certainly. On the gauche to chic scale, I am leaning gauche.
No. No, I don't look at you and say chic. No offense. I say gauche, which is fun. Everyone wants to be more gauche sometimes.
Yeah. 2024 is for going dancing and being gauche. However, yeah. I'm trying to elevate. Maybe that's like a better way of putting it. I want Elevation, to elevate myself, yeah. And I want to become like a young lady, a promising young woman, if you will. Because lately, yeah. I feel like I've been a street rat.
Yeah, how inappropriate do you want to get with the jokes? But, you know, I think that this is definitely something that will do you well because chic is timeless, mm-hmm. And gauche is fleeting. Gauche is more fun, though. So I don't want you to throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel yet because we all want to be more like you, Dad.
I'd like to clarify that although I'm trying to elevate and become a little more chic, I think my personality will always lean gauche, and I like that about myself. Like, I want to just be, like, loud, crazy, spunky, fun, sparkly, whatever, make people laugh, class clown energy. Like, that's just going to be me. However, I do think the way I present can be a little elevated and it can be a little grown up.
There's also a time and a place for it.
Right. Like, I'm not going to be chic on Broadway. Sorry.
No, of course not. You're not going to be chic you're not going to be chic from like Thursday at 8 p.m. until Saturday at 2 a.m.
Yeah, chic on weekdays. That's your time to be. Move over, Jenna Powler.
Yeah, chic on weekdays. Chic on weekdays. So yeah. What are some of your ideas? Because I personally made, after I saw your TikTok, a short list of the ways that I think are leaning more chic. Mm. But I'd like to also hear your thoughts as well, yes. As someone who's newer to the game.
Well, if you haven't been lucky enough to see the TikTok, I bought myself driving gloves.
Lucky enough.
Lucky enough. I bought myself driving gloves, which I think is the most chic thing and functional, because I'm not kidding when I say it is cold and my hands on that steering wheel, like, I get really fussy. Like, they are so cold that my hands hurt. And so I'm like, I need gloves.
Well, and also, if the sun is out, great way to protect your hands from the UV rays.
Double whammy. I didn't even think about that. I really didn't.
But they are very chic. They are pink with pink fur.
So it's chic, but and still all of it, fun.
I'll admit I was a little jealous. Yeah, I was giving Martha Mayhew.
Yeah, no, I'm obsessed. So that was like kind of what started it. And I also think what's really chic is wearing an expensive signature perfume. So we have that train rolling. I am on the YSL Myself train. Have you ever smelled that one?
No, and I meant to get a sample like size when I was in Nordstrom, and I forget because you keep telling me to YSL Myself. It's like Frost Yourself.
Frost Yourself.
You keep telling me to YSL Myself, which is gender neutral. You're basically their press team, but I am aware that it is hip.
I think it's so good. I just love the way it smells, and it just smells very chic to me. It smells very like... but still young, which is important. And then the other main thing that I'm really going to try and focus on is just looking really put together, even if I'm in like loungewear clothing. Like a matching set does a lot for me. It makes me feel put together, even if it is still loungewear and technically pajamas. Like if it's matching, that's chic. Like I was really rolling on the matching pajama train like late last year. And alongside of that, even Kaylee has noticed, like my close friends here in Nashville have been noticing, I'm wearing neutrals more and I'm wearing black more.
Yeah, I remember we got on the phone like a month ago and you were all in beige head to toe.
And you were like, who is she?
Your background was beige. Yeah, but don't get it twisted, you guys. We were on the phone Saturday night while we were both getting ready and she was putting on blue eyeshadow, so it's not quite.
Yeah, nobody worry.
Not all hope is lost.
Abby's still in there somewhere.
But no, totally. I noticed lately you are wearing more black and beige.
Yes. And I think something that's fun for 2024 makeup trends, just because in this episode, we're also going to sprinkle that.
Oh, please. All of our friends pretend that we are not women at all. We pretend that we're 11-year-old girls. Anytime we're together, all you'll hear is, Abby, how do I put on my makeup? Abby, like, can I pair this with this? Abby, how do I do this? And I text Abby yesterday about something. She's like, well, this is what the Gen Z kids are doing.
Yeah.
So we act as if Abby is the only girly girl like that we Gen know. We're all quite girly. Yeah. So that's what throws me off.
I'm like the Gen Z correspondent who writes for like the magazines where it's like where you ask for opinions on things.
You should send out a monthly Gen Z newsletter and literally have just all of your personal friends subscribe. And it's like, here's the lingo. Here's the latest trend that I've seen on TikTok.
Like the kids
and
are
it doesn't even
gas.
Have to be fancy.
Have you ever said that in your life?
No, what is it?
Gas. Like if something's really good or really
tasty. Oh, I've like heard it, but gas. I haven't said it. Yes.
That'll be in the newsletter. You'll keep up.
It doesn't even have to be like formatted. It could just be literally a Word doc and just send it to us what the Gen Z kids are doing to our email.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, I'm just chronically online is my dealio. But speaking of makeup trends and being chic and all that, I desperately need this to come back and I feel like it's going to. Like the early 2000s, maybe mid 2000s, messy black eyeliner, like not like Kesha, but like Venetia and Saltburn. Okay. That is going to be the biggest makeup trend of this year. I'm calling it now. It's black eyeliner. It's messy intentionally, and it's all around the eye, and it's nothing. Clean girl aesthetic is out, and like chic, fun, party girl aesthetic is in. So I think there are ways to like elevate while still leaning into that trend. Cause I feel like if I was wearing like a really structured all black outfit, I could still wear like the crazy messy makeup and like be part of it, you know?
But you're shutting down.
Yeah. Just more neutrals and more staple pieces in my closet. That's going to be important to focus on.
Something I'm obsessed with that isn't necessarily chic at all. Well, I guess it can be, but is wearing a skirt to go out. And you text me and you're like, there's nothing better than a slutty little skirt.
There's nothing better.
To go out. I'm obsessed. I told Abby, I never want to be in blue denim jeans at nighttime. That's like my new rule. It has to be like something that's not that.
Well, some of us aren't that fortunate and it's cold outside.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
Yeah, and that makes
leather
me
pants.
Want to cry.
You can wear leather pants. I told you the fleece-lined tights.
I need to get, fleece-lined tights. I need to get black leather, like good black leather pants. That's what I need to get.
Yeah. Some things that I thought are chic are always having manicured nails, and by that I mean clean nails with no polish that are just manicured or some sort of, yes, thank you, some sort of neutral or just solid nail polish.
Yeah. I'm rocking a white French tip, and let me tell you, I feel chic every time I look at my hands.
There you go. And remember, weren't French manicures completely out a while ago?
I mean, yeah, it was all like about the chrome, the donut, the glazed donut nails. I'll put that on the newsletter. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Another thing, having staple jewelry, stuff that people recognize that you wear consistently. I've always done that.
And I'm starting to do that with my rings. It's starting to become my theme.
Yes. Yes. Abby got a massive, massive gift card to a jeweler through work as her bonus. And when I saw her, she was like, I think I'm just going to, what did you say? You were like, I'm going to buy the jewelry and then pawn it or something. And the thing is, all Abby cries for is nice staple jewelry, and now you're getting it for free. So I forced her to go on and do that.
And I'm not kidding. I really was going to pawn it. I was going to like maybe keep one thing for myself.
You're so dumb.
And then pawn the rest for money, because I was like, what do I need nice jewelry for? But then let me tell you, I took one step into that jewelry store and I was hooked.
So I think staple jewelry. Yes. Some other stuff that I think is chic is not getting a vodka cranberry or tequila pineapple at a bar. I think it's chic to get something other
than
that.
Who's getting tequila pineapple?
A lot of people.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever ordered that in my life.
Well, and saying,
and I ain't going to start now, let me tell you.
And I'm not going to pick up the bottle now. I think it is chic to get better stuff at bars than what everyone is accustomed to.
Okay, obviously, like, the most chic drink is a martini. We have to talk about it. That's, like...
Well, something that I am... gross. addicted to. Something I am so addicted to, because espresso martinis obviously are good, mm-hmm. but we all know I have a fragile stomach, A. And B, they are getting a little played out. I'm addicted to Cosmopolitan. Ever since we got one when you were here at the hotel bar, I'm addicted to Cosmos, and I'm also addicted to having them at home.
What when, is it not like, again?
People are over. I'll tell you.
Please.
It is so simple. Some vodka, some cranberry juice, some triple sec, which is just like a liqueur that's super cheap. It's like $10. And some lime juice.
Oh, simple.
Ice cold. Ice cold.
Ice cold or else.
In a martini glass. In a martini glass. Superb. And it's like, okay, like, I feel like Carrie Bradshaw.
Right. It's the martini glass effect, like 100%.
Yeah, yeah. And it's pink. And it's pink.
And that's so fun that it's pink. What makes it
I know,
pink?
I want to like
real cranberry?
The cranberry juice, yeah. Mm. And I want to like martinis so badly, but like maybe in between now and 30, I don't know. It's a lot. You're betting a lot when you buy one because they're so expensive.
And they're so expensive and they taste like ass, which is just unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. Abby went to a dive bar with her parents in her hometown and she was texting me and she's like, well, my mom got a martini over ice. And it's this absolute dive that has blue collar workers and burly men that were just done working all day with their hands. It's not a martini place.
One thing about my mom is she's going to order a martini no matter where we go.
Mm-hmm. So also, piggybacking off of what you said, a signature scent. Mm-hmm. I love when people recognize what I smell like. Or having maybe three signature scents for different occasions. Mm-hmm.
I kind of have like a daytime and a
night. I'm kind of like that. Yeah. I have a constant scent that I've always worn, and then I have one when I'm specifically going out that I always wear, because I remember I bought it for the first time abroad, and it reminds me of going out.
Aww.
That's all we did. Precious. Yeah, yeah. And then I have, like, a third one that I just think smells, like, grown up and expensive.
Yeah. Smelling expensive makes me feel like I can take over the world.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the expensive one, it's Tory Burch. I sent it to you. It's the Tory Burch Electric Sky one. It's blue. I think it smells so expensive and nice. And the tiny little, like, the you know, the tiny little tubes everyone gets, it's only $30. So.
Oh, amazing.
Free plug. Yeah.
One time I went on a date with this guy. You know him. Pro-Life Brian.
Yes, please. Yes. Please say again what it was called. The cologne. Do you remember?
It was called, I believe, Imagination by Louis Vuitton. And the big bottle that he had, I, like, looked it up. It's, like, $500 or something, and I was like, good fucking lord, okay, why are we spending that much money? But let me tell you, I've never smelled a man that smelled better. Like, it was such a good scent.
Yeah, no, he was onto something. Yeah,
he was onto something with that $500 bill.
Another one I got, which you already said, matching pajamas. I've always worn them. I mm-hmm, always will. Mm-hmm. You know, my only deviation is the Fenway Park t-shirt or the Moe's Barbecue, home of the Bushwhacker. Those are the only two.
Such good deviations.
That all sub out. Aside from that, strictly matching pajamas. And you can get them on Amazon. The two of my favorites are the two cheap ones that we've gotten.
Yeah. Yeah. The blue stripes.
Which, that's another little plug. When you see your close friends, that your long distance best friends, get matching pajamas just for the weekend.
If you want to be annoying like us, like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. It's
and for the stagecoach, we should win. for Stagecoach, we should totally get Zen with cowboy boots on.
Yes, or like
or cacti.
Or little horses running, little horses.
Yeah. Wild horses. Yeah, Rolling Stone.
Cowboy hat.
Some other stuff that I enjoy is having my hair looks horrible right now. I just showered, but I'm having your hair blown out and styled. Horrible.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Well, no, thank you. But it is getting really long, so the ends are getting a little bit messy.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. But having your hair blown out, I think, really does wonders for you. Having your hair blown out, learn how to do it at home. Or just, I mean, you can also curl your hair. I can't. But, like, blowing your hair out and having makeup on, people pay more attention to you. I'm sorry. I don't like it either.
Maybe
that's a fact of life.
Maybe your New Year's resolution is to learn how to curl your hair at the age of 25.
Yeah, that's a good silly one. Well, I can do it. It's just going to take me, like, an hour.
Yeah, just practice. That's all it takes. Just practice. Yeah.
And I also want to get good at using hot rollers.
That's another
thing that takes me an hour. Yeah.
I want to do a photo shoot with hot rollers, but that's it.
Okay, hold on. That's a silly resolution. Okay. another thing that I think is chic, having staple timelines. This is something that you probably need to work on.
Okay, nice.
Because I know you don't. No, this is something that I know that you need to work on. Staple timeless pieces that you can mix and match. I know you love fast fashion. You said it yourself. But having staple sweaters, staple pants, jackets is a huge one, and shoes that you can mix and match.
I felt very chic because I recently bought this excellent pair of black girly heels with like a little sparkly bow on them. Mm-hmm. And before this, I don't know what I was doing for the longest time. I could only purchase cowgirl boots in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Like that was the only shoe I could purchase for a long time. And now I have 11 pairs. I counted yesterday. And I've got to expand.
I think I've only got four.
I've got to expand my, you know, my footwear.
No, yeah. That's funny. But yeah, having staple pieces that age well, I think, is really, really good. You don't want to be too on trend or else you're going to hate every photo of yourself.
Being too on trend is not chic.
It's like also for weddings, you don't want to be too on trend because then you look back and you think how outdated that was.
Totally. Yeah, like a little black dress. I used to never like myself in black just because my hair is black and I feel like black on black is like a crime. Like it just doesn't look good. But I really like blonde people with black because of the contrast.
Oh, yeah, that's a great look. Are you into mixing metals and mixing black and brown?
Black and brown, depending on what it is, I think is fine. Mixing metals as in like wearing gold and silver jewelry.
Yeah, maybe not a gold and silver necklace, but maybe silver rings and like gold necklaces.
I prefer to keep it consistent. I mean, like if I see a girl doing it, I'm like, pop off, sis. But like for me personally, I'm just like, no, I think it looks better with all one.
Some other chic stuff. Ugh, I'm a sucker for an over-the-shoulder sweater, and I always wanted to be that person when I was younger. And then in the past year, I finally am like, I don't have to. I can just be that person.
It's giving like, preppy asshole like went to boarding school. Uh-huh. Kid.
I love it. Yeah. I eat it up. And something else that is chic is making people feel included.
Yes, chic is also part of your
being nice
personality, which is part of your presentation. It is not all visual. Being nice, being considerate, being
patient. And I think being an attentive listener, I think is a huge thing about being chic.
Something that I do that I consider chic that I'm going to continue doing. Please. Is in group settings, like such as the other day I was at like a big table around a bar watching a football game and just like catching up with friends. And there were, you know, people that I'm really close to at the table, people I'm like medium close to. And then there was like a newcomer at the table who had been brought by someone who didn't know anyone, right?
Call her out. What was her name?
I forget.
Forget everything we just said. No, I'm not good with the names either.
If I meet her again, I'll remember, but I do forget. But what I'm saying is whenever I speak at this table, at said table, and I'm telling a story or what have you, I make sure to make eye contact with everyone around the table, including the newcomers.
Yes.
Because it makes them 100%. Feel so included and so like part of it. And like that's all you want to do, especially if you're like the only newcomer, you know, like you just want to feel part of it. And I know how like that makes me feel when I'm the newcomer, so I always try to do that.
And if there's an odd man out, just like one person that doesn't fit with the other, like maybe it's one high school friend with all your college friends or vice versa or something, it doesn't have to be a newcomer, but you should always give context if you're seated next to them or if you're the person that brought them together.
Right.
Like someone, Abby's telling a story about someone. It's like, oh, she used to date him like a junior year. Just like one sentence of context, I think is such a kind thing.
Yeah, it just like acknowledges that you know that they're there and you know that they might be feeling a little out of place or confused. Yeah.
Something I think is also very nice, and I appreciate, and I try to do too, is if I see someone that I only see maybe a few times a year, we'll say one of my friends, college friends or something, it's like, oh, I saw on Instagram that you had went here recently. Yeah. And it's something so easy to talk about, and it's literally the easiest thing. I always try to do that with people.
It is really flattering. I've had people be like, yeah, oh, I saw on Instagram that blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you're keeping up with the Kardashians? Like, thank you. Thanks for subscribing. Yeah. Like,
and then one of my friends, she had told me that she had said that to her younger cousin, who she's all the time, and her younger cousin was like, that's fan behavior.
Fan behavior.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
That's what I have for being chic. Do you have anything else to contribute to the conversation?
I just think, like, keeping your room clean is very chic, so I'm gonna really focus on just keeping a really clean, tidy space. My apartment's always pretty clean, but there are moments where, like, I'll just have clothes everywhere because I do the thing where you try on a bunch of clothes and then you just, like, leave them.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Do you I don't remember. Is your bedroom have carpeting or hardwood?
It's carpeting, and the living room's hardwood.
That's nice. That's nice. I mean, it's bad and nice, but it's nice because I lose so much hair. And when I've lived in places with carpeting, like, it's not, like, out of control. But when it's hardwood, it's like you can see the hair.
Yeah. Everywhere. No, me too. Yeah. I mean, my little Roomba does the Lord's work, but
that's right. I forgot you.
I gotta be running her every day.
Yeah. She's getting tired.
She's a tired girl.
So what was one of the silly and fun and flirty resolutions that you just named? Oh, learning to curl your hair. That was for me.
Yes.
Thank you for the reminder.
And mine was doing a photo shoot in hair curlers.
That's fun, too. Oh. And also, Abby just did a photo shoot with a girl she used to live with. And I told you once, and I'm going to tell you again, that is your best photos you've ever taken. And I think you got to tell her.
Some of your best work.
If you want to do it once a month, like, I'm here for you or something.
But I need, like, if you want to build your portfolio once a month.
You just said you want to do hair rollers.
Okay, cool. I mean, there's my theme.
Maybe she should have some jurisdiction. She's the one doing all the
effort. Right. But I'm like, shouldn't I have a reason to have hair rollers in my hair? Like, I'm not releasing a music
just
album.
Just for fun. I treat Abby like...
Who am I? Megan Maroney? Like, a photo shoot for quite literally no reason.
Never not treating her like she... Yeah. You're right. Sorry. That is silly. A photo shoot monthly. But you know what? There's nothing silly about being yourself. That's another thing.
There's nothing silly about being yourself. You know, it's being yourself is chic.
Being yourself is chic. You want to know what else is chic? Being just a tiny bit. You don't have to be pretentious or like over the top about it. But just a little bit intellectually stimulating. Just enough to have a conversation that's not about you. Not about you and not about someone you know.
Just use a big word every now and again that's chic.
Or talk about something you're reading. It could literally be a rom-com or a movie you've seen. Just stop talking about yourself or someone you know 24/7.
I know. I think that's so important. And I never really realized once I started reading so damn much that my vocabulary would really expand. And it makes me feel cool when I use big words.
Also, we've all got autocorrect too on our phones and our computers, and I think that it would maybe benefit us to turn it off
to remember
and have to think a little bit. Yeah
But sometimes it's helpful because I'm like, I know most of the letters, and then you just kind of write it out
and it makes you type so much quicker. Yeah,
you kind of write it out and then you're like, oh yeah, there it is.
Some silly stuff. Okay, I'll go and then you can go. One of mine is to throw a drink in someone's face, but I think this is more of a multiple year goal. I can't guarantee it'll happen this year, but I do think it is something that has the potential to happen, and I would do it on behalf of someone also.
You would need, you need like a good reason for sure.
Oh, of course. But this is something that I'm going to go to my grave wanting to do.
What kind of drink would you want to do? Would you want it to be an alcoholic drink? Do you want it to be a Diet Coke?
No, it could literally be water. Probably, definitely not a soda. That seems horrible to do. Either an alcoholic drink or a water.
Alcoholic drink seems worse. Imagine if that got in someone's eye.
Oof. I don't know. I just desperately think that it could be something.
Plus, what alcohol abuse? You're throwing it on the ground.
Never. I'll never stop thinking about it if I do it.
Yeah. No, I think that's so fun, and I support your decision.
That's chic. That's chic in a different way.
Splashing a drink in someone's face who wrongs you or a loved one.
you know what else is chic in like a messy way? And you're going to say, no, it's not. Having a cigarette when it's cold outside and you're wearing like red lipstick, perhaps, and it's on the cigarette.
No, that's totally chic, but like don't smoke.
Okay, thank
you.
It's
disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, I'm begging. You know what's not cool? Getting nicotine addictions for fun. That's not cool.
Yeah, but if you have self-control, that's chic, what I just said. Yeah. Okay.
100% Connie, baby.
Back to you.
Mine also takes place in a bar. I would like to get in one bar fight this year. Mm-hmm. A verbal altercation that is hinging on, could it be physical? But don't worry, physical violence is never the answer. I will not get in a physical altercation at the bar, but I would like to get in a verbal girl fight at the bar because I think that would be hilarious, and it would also need to be warranted. So there would need to be a reason. So I'm not sure what will happen this year, but perhaps it will. And then I can check that off.
Did you say a man or a woman?
I'm picturing it with a woman because men scare me.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know that I want to, like, wrong man in a bar, you know? Like, what's going to happen?
But you have gotten in bar fights with men.
And they've all been warranted.
Okay. I want to come in first place at trivia again.
That's a good goal. That's,
yeah, that's a silly,
now we're
one.
Talking.
That's
tricky.
A silly and good one, and that's definitely doable if you just get the right piece of the right type of people in one room again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just get like a
first place. I don't want second. I don't want third. I want to come first. In first place again.
She wants first. Yeah, you got to get like a diverse group of people who have like niche interests aside from each other. Yeah,
and definitely just men and women.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's always going to be the sports.
Yeah, who's going to do the sports stuff? Yeah, Not us. Not us girlies. This one's a real one. It's not that silly, but it is fun and flirty. I want to learn to cook 3 recipes this year.
That is so good, and we still have to have our soup date.
Thank you. Yes. Can soup count as a recipe for one thing?
Well, this signature one's going to count soup. For you. It's pretty complicated. Yeah. This I'm one will scared. Count for you. It involves chopping.
I can chop.
Oh, great.
I just don't know what seasonings to use on anything ever.
That's why we'll talk about it. But the thing is, if you can read, you can cook. Because
anyone can
all you
cook.
Have to do is... All you have to do is read a recipe. I mean, you're not trying to become Julia Child. It's not like you have to make up stuff out of your own head.
I know.
For basic stuff, if you can read, you can cook.
I think what it really boils down to is A, number one, laziness. And B,
no, 100%.
B, number two, disinterest. And C, number three, lack of an understanding of how to grocery shop.
Well, I will tell you this, grocery shopping for one person is the hardest thing in the entire world.
It is so tough because I don't want to be wasteful. But, like, what is it called? Like, if you're an ingredient household, like, I'm an ingredient household. Like, I have, like, all these random things that I can't quite,
be an ingredient.
Can't make anything. Yeah. Chicken and rice again. Household, frozen dinner for one.
And Hungry Man Jack, frozen dinner. Ingredient household, you can make stuff. But the other one, it's like, oh, I'm just going to, like, pop these, like, it has, like, snacks in my mouth.
I eat like a divorced dad.
Everyone does when you're just one person.
Okay, great. Just checking.
But, I mean, you can cut recipes into half or even less than that and then just eat it the next day, too.
Right, and then that would also help with my portion control because I'm trying to be skinny.
We already discussed this, but learn to like a real martini. I think liking a gin martini, I've narrowed it down. Gin.
That would work.
Is going to be the way to go. Yeah, gin is going to be the way to go. And shaken, not stirred, I think is going to be helpful for me as well. So I'm going in one direction.
Maybe I'll try to be a gin girl. That could be cool.
Gin is the untapped frontier. One of our best friends got me into it a few years ago.
You know how people put vodka in the freezer? Do you put gin in the freezer?
Everything. Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
I'm assuming.
I don't know.
I think so.
I always wonder, I'm like, what if something has like certain properties where it freezes?
You know what?
I don't know. You might be smart for right now.
Don't ever put champagne in the freezer because you might forget about it and then it freezes. I've done that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this one, I think I've actually done a lot of thinking about this one. Last year, I decided for one of my resolutions that I wanted to see 5 new places in the world, in the country. Mm. I'm not like balling out with the money yet at this point in my life. So I'm not just like, you know, taking trips to Europe certainly not on daddy's credit card. So they were all domestic travels, which is completely, totally fine. I saw a lot of new places in America that I had not been to, which was really fun. And I want to do that again. And I kind of want to do it every year. Like, just make it a goal to, like, see 5 new places that I've never seen.
Yeah.
Traveling is chic.
Traveling is so... You know what is so chic? And I've always been this person.
Dressing up on a plane. Because
not dressing up, but just certainly not wearing sweats.
Yeah, I like to wear a matching set that is still loungewear, but
still okay, that's still fun. I will always be in full-on clothes as if I'm literally going to a meal, mostly because I hate wearing sweats out of the house. That's a personal thing, but also because I mostly take carry-ons unless I'm going somewhere for a long time, and so I don't have room for a jacket.
Gotta wear your boots.
Yeah, and I don't have room for cowboy boots and a, like, heavy jacket.
Right, where will the cowboy boots jacket. Go?
Yeah. Going out dancing, like in the movies, you put that on the forefront of my mind. And I saw a TikTok that was not a joke. It was one of the street interviews, and someone went up to a girl our age and was like, "What do you want to do? Like, what's a goal of yours?" And she was like, "Well, I'm not dancing. Like, no one goes dancing these days." And so I was laughing, but that sounds so chic. Yeah. And there's so many places to go out dancing.
What are some places to go out dancing, would you say, for someone, you know, interested?
Well, there's one. I don't.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. I know that there's this one place. I see it on TikTok all the time in downtown LA, and it's connected to a restaurant, and it is like an Italian disco club, and it looks like one inside.
Why didn't
it looks like one inside? I don't know, because we literally were scheduled down to the minute. There's no more that we could have done,
and we had to pack in our reading.
We had to read a book start to finish. Yep. And we went to San Diego on a weekend night. I think that you should come again super, super early for Stagecoach. There are so many things we have to do. It's an Italian disco club, and it's attached to a restaurant. It's attached to the restaurant that's called De La Nona. The disco club itself is slipping my mind, but it's all like colored lights inside. And I think it looks kind of like a cave, and there's a huge disco ball. So that's like a place that you can go dancing. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
the first place that I can think of.
Well, I guess in Nashville, there's a lot of honky tonks and you can technically like just go and drink at the bar. But like if you physically start dancing, that counts as going out dancing.
No, it does. Totally. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of more vibes that are specifically
around
dancing.
Myself with more people who want to go dancing.
I guess the Victorian, like the top floor could be like, not the top, the second floor could be dancing. I don't know.
You just got
to
be
shameless. It has to be some place with a...
And more people need to be dancing. You can't just go dancing in like the grocery store. Like you have to go dancing where people
are.
Someone
will call the police.
Dancing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look up. I'm trying to think of more places. Maybe I'll take a dance class.
A ballroom dancing class.
That could be so fun.
One of my dad's cousins met his wife at a dancing, like swing dancing class or something.
How fun! I'm sure there's swing dancing here. I live in Nashville.
No, there's so many, and especially as there's so many places that's like first time free.
Is swing dancing kind of like what you see on TikTok when they're like spinning around the honky tonk and stuff?
It's certainly not line dancing. Is like the swing dancing is like the non-country two-step, I believe.
Okay.
Because like two-stepping gets super fancy, I think.
And really?
And then it like edges with swing dancing.
Swing dancing is chic because back to being chic because then you can just like pull that skill out whenever like at a wedding wherever like niche events will happen where you need to know
and
how to
also
dance.
We're women, we just need to know how to follow the leader for swing dancing,
so really men need to be learning. Get on it, men.
Red lipstick is chic.
Red lips are in, but also back to the makeup trends, the Venetia, like, messy eyeliner. It's, like, a nude glossy lip that's in with hers, so.
Oh, you told me that on the phone, too. Please don't put forget. This in the news. I think some of your older Nashville friends, Abby has a lot of 30-plus friends in Nashville. I think they're going to benefit from this newsletter so much.
Well, not everyone also just wants be the notes to be like in your Gen Z, though.
That's true.
Believe it or not.
That thought never occurred to me.
Why wouldn't everyone want to be young and hot and cool? Why wouldn't everyone want to be Gen Z?
Why wouldn't everyone want to be 27 forever, right. 25 forever? Right. Okay, but did you say, or I say go dancing.
And I said take a dance class. I took it one step further. I actually would. Mm. I actually really would.
That sounds really fun.
Maybe I'll make my new boyfriend go with me. We're going dancing.
Song for another time.
We'll do another episode
I think,
on it.
Okay. get asked out face to face in public, but actively get asked out, not just at a bar. Let's exchange phone numbers because we've been talking and then everyone knows nothing ever comes of that. Or ask someone out and literally be like, all right, let's make a plan.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing Friday? You free?
Precisely.
Friday at 7?
Yeah. You're great at this. But wait, have you ever asked someone out in public and it's literally happened? It has, right? Many times.
I asked my gym crush out in person at the gym, but unfortunately he had a girlfriend.
Okay, that's so different. That anyone else?
I've been asked out in person.
Yeah.
And they've said, like, let me get your number. And then they were like, what time are you free next week? Like, let me take you out Thursday.
Okay.
Not
there you go.
Reinventing the wheel, not rocket science. Oh, I do want to read 24 books this year for 2024.
Oh, good.
As a nod.
Oh, I have another one, and this is also really chic. I want to read more, like, essays, if you will, literary, like, magazine essays.
Is that chic or just pretentious?
I don't know. It's up to you. It doesn't have to be, like,
it's
over
my head.
It's a fine
line between chic and pretentious, isn't it?
Okay. For example, the Time article, Woman of the Year, Taylor Swift. That was an essay.
Okay.
Like, that counts.
That counts.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be, like, from a literary journal. It could just, like, I don't know.
I get it.
It doesn't have to be the Wall Street Journal. Yeah.
I get it. I vibe.
Okay. Good. The issue is that all of these things have subscriptions online, so I have to pick one magazine and stick to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so my snack time, I think, is healthy. What about yours?
Healthy as in, like, you have a lot of things to share, or healthy as in you've been snacking on healthy foods?
Oh, no, the media snack time.
Just checking, because so I got confused by the word healthy.
I have good stuff to share.
Okay, I can't wait. For those of you who don't know, Snack Time is our segment where we talk about all of the media that we've recently been consuming that we would recommend, and that can be books, TV shows, movies, music, you name it. You name it, we got it.
You name it, we got it. Uh-huh. Okay, so I saw $5 Tuesday Movies. Everyone knows that's my favorite. I saw last night The Iron Claw, and it was so good, and you should not consume any media about it if you don't know the story. It was so good. Texas, early 80s. Soundtrack is something that's right up our alley. Zac Efron in this redeemed him. He deserves an Oscar nomination, I believe.
What do you feel about Jeremy Allen White and his performance?
Also extremely good, but, like, Zac is more of the main character, so he deserves the nomination.
Yes.
And also, Jeremy Allen White didn't come into it until, like, the second quarter.
Oh,
like,
really?
He was missing from
interesting.
The first quarter. He was away at college.
Ah.
And so it was just absolutely phenomenal. Great acting. I cried at the end. You're gonna cry too.
Can't wait.
And I can't say enough good things about it. I didn't get bored. I don't think. Did I also mention on here? Did you ever see the new Hunger Games movie that came out?
No, I didn't.
That also blew my socks off. That was literally so good. It was well over 2 hours, 2.5, and I didn't have a singular desire to look at my phone.
And it was a musical, excellent. Right?
No, the Hunger Games?
That's what Jacob said.
Because she sings. No, it's not a musical, but it is a little bit dumb that she, the main girl, like, is a singer in her district. And so she sings maybe, like, 4 times.
Okay, so it's not a musical.
Nashville.
So it's not
giving,
a musical.
It's giving. It is not a musical.
Okay, well,
no.
I was misinformed.
She performs on a stage twice.
Okay, so Jacob's just being a dumb boy who doesn't know what a musical is.
He's teasing you. Yeah.
I don't think he was teasing. I think he really thought it was one.
It's not a musical.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, that's on my list. I need to see both of those. I looked up The Iron Claw just to watch the trailer today, and it has 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is hard to get.
Yeah.
You're telling me. Rotten Tomatoes knows all.
I started watching, but I need to finish It's a Wonderful Life, because as Abby knows, I've never seen it.
Yes.
So I'll report back next week when I finish.
Okay, good. For my snack time that I would like to share, I did watch Saltburn, the movie that everyone's talking about.
Oh, yeah. I left that out. I watched it last week, too.
Okay.
Please.
Well, it's our collective snack time. We snacked on it together. I remember Ashley texted me because we had been talking about, like, watching Saltburn because we saw, like, some TikToks about it or something. And she was like, quick, it's on Amazon Prime to stream for free. Run. And I sprinted. I literally watched it in, like, the next 5 minutes. So first of all, my initial reaction was really appalling, especially because I watched it with my mother. Okay, so
yeah.
That puts things into context. I wasn't by myself. So obviously, like, the main scenes that everyone talks about, the bathtub scene, the period scene, the grave scene, we all know, was all really disturbing. But the more I've sat with it and kind of taken a step back and, like, looked at the movie as a whole and all of the themes we've explored and all of the cinematography and, like, the pretentious stuff, I think it's an excellent film.
I think it is literally so good. And I'm still thinking about it, and I watched it on Wednesday or Thursday.
It's burned in my brain.
Yeah, and if I'm still thinking about it, that's, in my opinion, makes it a good film.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if we take away all of the shock value stuff, I think it was so good. I think everything about the casting, Abby and I are, like, kind of losery, but the casting, the cinematography.
Abby and I are kind of losery.
The foreshadowing. I think it is just such a good film. And it's Emerald Fennell who does Promising Young Woman, which is another movie I've never stopped thinking about. Mm-hmm. I think that's also a really good movie. The script maybe could get a little predictable of Saltburn, sure.
Yeah.
But all the extra stuff, I ate it up.
Right. And you could kind of see, like, which direction the movie was going in. But I thought the casting was so well done. And now I'm very happily on Saltburn TikTok because I keep seeing all of these interviews.
Who's gonna have a Saltburn party?
Someone needs to have a Saltburn party. Let's just make Stagecoach Saltburn themed. Who's with me?
that's fun. In the desert, Saltburn themed.
Yeah, totally.
Spoiler, Abby. Spoiler, if you're listening. Did I send this TikTok to you that it's foreshadowing when the sister is pouring her wine glass and it's all overflowing?
I know the scene.
And that's foreshadowing.
Of what?
Spoiler. For when she kills herself and it's overflowing in the bathtub.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But and then there's also... Yeah. There's also... clutching your pearls. There's also kind of a weird thing. Her and her brother, Jacob Elordi, is it a little incestuous vibes?
Mm.
Possibly. Just their commentary.
Their brother and sister?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Some stuff... that the commentary during the whole thing, and then at the end when she goes to kiss what's his name
Oliver,
yeah, right before that she's like, you smell just like him, like you're using his same stuff, like you are becoming him. But then also she turns around and makes out with him, so maybe there was some incest, weird, inappropriate stuff with her and Jacob Elordi just in the past.
Yeah, I feel like that whole family, it was just like one big incest pool.
Yeah,
who knew?
Loved the dark comedy, just like Promising Young Women, just like funny stuff that shouldn't be funny.
Real witty.
Yeah, I loved it.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Two books for you.
Okay.
Before we go.
I'm ready.
One. Alan Hildebrand has 4 books, and they are in a series, and they take place in the wintertime. I read the first one. It's called Winter Street. Mm-hmm. Just a, you know,
I've heard of
fun
it.
Winter thing. I enjoyed it. For what it was. I enjoyed it for what it was. Second, I read a book called The Other Year, and it is about a mother, takes place in Nashville, about a mom, single mom and her daughter, and they go to the beach, I'm assuming in like Florida, they go to the beach for vacation, and this is all in the back, and the mom is watching her daughter swim in the ocean, her daughter's 8, and her daughter goes underwater and she starts panicking because she's like, oh my God, where is she? And then from that point forward, the book takes 2 different timelines.
Oh, we love those.
Yep, one where her daughter comes back out of the water and is fine, and she's like, oh, thank God. And the other one where her daughter obviously drowns.
Oh, my God.
And each chapter switches off about her life for, like, the next year.
Wow, that sounds good.
It is called The Other Year. It was really good, and if you choose to read it, Abby, the last paragraph, I loved the last chapter, I loved everything about it. I thought it was so good for that reason.
Do you think it's a good enough book to own or just rent from the library?
I mean, I'm always for renting unless it has a really excellent, like, cover or something. I don't know.
Right.
Like, Happy Place. Like, I think it's cute and pink.
It's so cute and pink. Yeah. It's on my shelf.
And it's written about us. And it's written about us.
And it's written about us. That it is.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's what I've got for you. I really stopped reading for, like, a month or so there, but I read those too.
All right, well, I better get on it if I'm going to read my 24 books this year. But that's all we have for snack time. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you care about us at all, like and subscribe. smash that subscribe button. No, but actually, if you do feel so inclined, please leave us a review. Tell us about how great we are. We love to hear it, love to listen. And if you have any feedback, send us a DM. Unless it's like really mean, then please don't. And let's make this our year, bitches. Let's make this an excellent, excellent year. We are fun and flirty and young in our 20s, and we are going to have ourselves a time. And I'm so excited to see what this year brings.